Always happy to be joined by the chairman of the Board of Supervisors, David Rabbit. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning, Pat.
Glad to talk to you this very cold January morning. And the government shutdown hits home. Can you talk about the situation for Coast Guard families right here in Sonoma County?
Yeah, no, and I appreciate that. I think today, if the math is right, is the 33rd day of the government shutdown.
Yes.
And as most people know, that we have a sizable Coast Guard contingent in a base outside of Petaluma. About 4,000 students are at a minimum are there, plus staff and whatnot. And those are folks that are not getting paid. And there are a lot of young folks. There's a lot of young families. Not in a high-income profession, but serving their country, certainly in the armed forces and the Coast Guard. I got to say, once again, Sonoma County comes out in force in terms of supporting them. Here in Petaluma, there's you can't go a few feet without finding another establishment that has offered some sort of relief or discount or free haircuts, free gym memberships, you name it. But it's the least we can do as they kind of struggle through this time period and this unfortunate circumstance that we have at the federal level.
And I know that here in Santa Rosa and many other places, people are collecting gift cards for the families,
right,
too, whether it's Safeway card or a gas card or something like that to help out.
Yeah, and down here, and they do have the Chief Petty Officers Association, and they have the Local Spouses Association with that. You know, obviously being a military unit, they're limited in how they actually can ask for help that way, but spouses are more than happy to do that, and they should.
Yeah,
so there are. You can go online if I can.
Yes, please.
And just say it's www.paypal.me/ Petaluma Chapter CPOA, which stands for Chief Petty Officers Association, and you can make a monetary donation there. And certainly, again, there's a lot of places where you can drop off. I think Amy's drive-thru is still accepting donations.
Yes.
I know down this way, a lot of our local schools are collecting goods and whatnot. But really, the gift card is just enough to get people through. You know, I think uncertainty is never a good thing. Financial uncertainty is kind of a whole nother matter. And again, with these young families who, you know, sometimes are living paycheck to paycheck because of the circumstances of their career and where they're at. We just need to make sure that they know that we totally support them and here in Sonoma County.
It's hard to imagine for me, not being one of those families, what it must feel like, Supervisor Rabbit, for them to be doing the work of serving our country and yet not being paid. I can't imagine what it feels like.
I agree. And I was just reading an article by the top admiral in the Coast Guard talking about the emotional strain that puts on, his people. Again, you know, for you and I, we might have been in circumstances over the course of time where a paycheck was slow to come through.
Yeah.
But to serve your country in that capacity and really put your life on the line as you're out saving other people and doing all those other great heroic deeds, that really kind of does to kind of turn things upside down a bit. And obviously, there might be some light at the end of the tunnel at the end of this week in the Senate to solve this thing and get people back to work full time and get the dollars flowing to those who deserve them.
Let's hope so. Coming up February 1st, it's going to be the State of the County address. You'll be speaking. And without giving away the farm, Supervisor Rabbit, what will you be focusing on? I know you're saving the big bang for that day.
Well, you know, it's going to be an interesting year. And we've talked about this before, Pat, the second year of our fire recovery and where we're at and financial implications of that and where the county needs to go. I think overall, just like with folks stepping up to help our Coast Guard brethren here, the county is strong in that sense as a sense of community. We have our challenges, of course, and certainly with the fire rebuild, we have our challenges. With the housing issues, that we have our challenges going forward. Trying to make the right investments at the right time and the right amounts is really something I think the county is really concentrating on this year. So I think you'll see, not a lot of new initiatives because initiatives, quite frankly, can cost money. We have a lot of things up in the air that we need to complete and follow through on. We're going to concentrate on doing that. We're going to, at the same time, try to look over the horizon a little further and make sure that we're going to be on good, sustainable ground, as we have been in the past. And we don't want to go down a path where we're going to be year-to-year kind of financially questioning how we can provide those services to our residents. But we want to make sure that we've got things bolstered up and the dollars flowing where they need to make sure that we can do those services, that we can keep making the investments in our roads, for instance, and our transportation systems and so on and so forth. So there's a lot to do.
Yeah.
I think the other thing I should note on the state of the county, again, it's going to be at the Doubletree in Roanoke Park on the February 1st. It's going to be Ben Stone's last state of the county. Ben's going to
hard to believe that that's true.
Yeah.
The director of the Economic Development Board.
Right. And Ben has been the longest serving department head in the county now, and he is going to retire, well-deserved retirement. But it'll be an opportunity to also say thank you to Ben for all the great work that he has done over the years. Very unassuming, quiet, behind the scenes, but always driving ahead, providing
Absolutely.
Great information, financial information to this county. And to its businesses to make sure that they can be successful and the county can be successful.
And so, for our listeners too, David, Ben Stone has been a great translator to somehow make it the information accessible to most of us who do not work in the economic realm. So I've always appreciated him for that. Now, if you'll just stop having the state of the county address while I'm on the air, I would love to attend. But
you
that is
live. You could do a live show.
There you go. It's February 1st at the Doubletree. And Supervisor Rabbit, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thank you, Pat.
All right. That is Supervisor David Rabbit talking about the February 1st event. And a lot of people are looking forward to inside of that event, the economic forecast locally, regionally, and statewide from UCLA. A lot of people interested in that this year.